This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Royals entered baseball the same year as the first moon landing in 1969. But there's another baseball team in town, one that's been around for 17 years. As the Kansas City T-Bones approach the Independent League's All-Star break next week, the future of the franchise is up in the air. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, Greg Eklund has more.
You'd think that these would be the best of times. The T-Bones are coming off an American Association championship, and they continue to attract former big leaguers.
Number 16, Daniel Nava!
When Daniel Nava saw his first pitch in the big leagues with Boston, he knocked it out of Fenway Park for a grand slam. Nava is now 36.
I want to see if I can get a shot to go back and get back in affiliated ball and have that be my last chapter.
In 2010, the year Nava broke into the big leagues, minor league baseball at Village West in Kansas City, Kansas was a big deal. The T-Bones averaged about 5,500 fans a game. But these days, the crowds have dwindled, less than 4,000 a game. And for almost a year, owner John Ellard has been looking for someone to buy the team. His son, Adam, is the team president and runs it locally.
It's been a very good, but a very long couple of decades. So we're considering other things.
The attendance slide started when the Kansas City Royals went to back-to-back World Series in 2014 and 15. But even with the Royals falling now, T-Bones fans aren't showing up like they used to.
The market has changed. Kansas City has changed. So a lot of things have changed, but it's still a great atmosphere and great to be a part of it.
T-Bones general manager Chris Brown has been with the team since it moved to KCK from Duluth, Minnesota. Brown rebuilds the team every year because a player on an independent league team typically doesn't stick around long. Brown keeps score, but not like you would record a 6-4-3 double play. He has stats on how many players each year he can sell to baseball teams that are affiliated with Major League Baseball. Last year, it was 14.
There's some competition from a PR standpoint between some GMs, managers, and owners to say, hey, we promoted X amount, you bet.
Corporate sponsorships are important. The T-Bone Stadium naming rights deal with Community America expired 2 years ago. Since then, financial times have been tough. Again, Adam Ellert.
They outgrew us, and I can't complain about that. When they began, we weren't able to move their needle any further than we had through the first contract and a couple of extensions.
Ellert wouldn't say, but sources familiar with the deal say the T-Bones collected somewhere around $200,000 annually. Without that money, Doug Bach, the administrator of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, says the T-Bones have thousands in overdue bills.
We updated an agreement with them in 2017 and put some financial obligations that were clearly on them to fulfill, and they have not been able to meet those.
The unified government told the T-Bones to pay up, but it continues to wait for that money. Bach says the government could void the management agreement, but Bach doesn't think that's the best solution.
We feel like the best interest of the area and the community right now is to keep the T-Bones playing baseball.
So they are. And just today, the team announced a corporate partnership with an online company that sells baseball equipment. But the Ellerts are still looking for a new owner. And while the team's slogan is "Fun Well Done," and the new partnership might at least ease the financial burden, crunching the T-Bones' financial numbers at this time cannot be fun. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.